Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the newsroom, I'm Charles Collins. Pope Benedict XVI has sent a letter to his envoy for Chad's first Eucharistic Congress. The envoy is the prefect for the Congregation for Divine Worship, Cardinal Francis Arenzi, congratulating those who prepared the Congress for their 3 years of hard work. Pope Benedict said the church in Chad is young and vibrant, and that the Congress would serve to confirm the strong faith of God's people there. The Congress opens on the Feast of the Epiphany, January 6th, and concludes with a Mass on the Feast of the Lord's Baptism, January 8th. The Pope called on Cardinal Arenzi and the church's pastors and all the faithful to give thanks to God for the sublime gift of Christ crucified, reminding them that the word Eucharist means thanksgiving. The Holy See Secretary of State, Cardinal Angelo Sedano, sent a letter to the youth participating in the European meeting of the Ecumenical Monastic Community to Zay. In his letter, Cardinal Sedano said the Holy Father asked him to assure the participants that he was with them in prayer. Pope Benedict also praised the example of the late founder of the movement, Brother Roger. The Holy Father said that he hopes the example of Brother Roger and the witness of Pope John Paul II in favor of peace and dialogue might encourage all those participating in the meeting to become peacemakers. Pope Benedict also said that he invites the youth of Taizé to use their meeting to form new and stronger bonds of understanding, which can counter the new forms of violence to which the youth of the world are especially vulnerable. The Holy Father has also appointed a new auxiliary to the Diocese of Morelia in Mexico. The new auxiliary is Bishop Octavio Villegas Aguilar, who until now had been Bishop of Tula in the same country.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.